Blog Talk Radio.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised. healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. Miracles happen when you move. Healing is coming in this room. Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is coming. 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 Heaven is coming.
Everybody. let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord. Let the church
say,
oh, let the whole church. Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say, amen. Oh, I need you to say it when you dreamed about to die, knowing that God is not a man. He just can't lie. In spite of what the devil does.
Oh! in, that you have won again.
We won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won. So many times, over and over and over again. Yeah, yeah. You're a doctor that's never lost a patient.
You're a healer.
I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
It is an honor and a privilege, as always, to come before you guys on the each and every morning that we're here on the broadcast. Y'all forgive me. I have just been in an experience with God on this morning. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you can't always describe being in his presence, and he just took us up into the spirit and just began to minister to our hearts and minister to our minds. And God really shared and shed some light on some things on this morning, but I just want to come on this morning and tell you guys, thank you so very much for coming on and partnering up with us and coming in and tuning in like you do every morning. We love you so very much, and we thank you so very much. As always, we appreciate you, and we love you with everything that is in us, and we love you with the love, true love of the glory. Amen. So this morning, guys, listen, we're going to go into our effectual fervent prayer on this morning before we get started, and then go into our morning scripture. Let me your heart suffer for a moment as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you in your presence, oh God. God, just to share, God, this morning, God, in a word of prayer. God, just to come and just be a good steward over what you've done, to just say thank you, Father, for all that you do in every place that you have made a way, every area in our life that you have made a way, every situation and circumstance, Father God. God, that you have turned and made work for our good. We thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, oh God. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, that you would strengthen them, empower them, and give them the grace and wisdom and understanding to give them, God, that walk, that fire. God, that desire, God, to walk after you. Father, we pray for the man of God that is coming on this morning. God, we pray for, God, eternal strength, God, that he's able to walk in, God, what you have given to him as an assignment on this morning. God, we gird him up in the spirit now from the crown of his head to the soles of his very feet. God, we speak power over him. God, we speak the oracles of the Lord over his life right now. We speak the power of the Holy Ghost, God, to shed upon serpents and scorpions, all manner of evil on this morning. God, we lift him up to you, God. We say, work inside of him, oh God. God, give him the words to say. God, gird his mouth, God, God, with your word on today, God. And we say thank you in advance, God, God, for the word that's going to go forth, not only just to bless the people, God, but to change lives and switch situations around. God, to turn, God, their hearts back to you. God, and we thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, God, for those, God, countries that are listening in. God, we thank you for them right now. God, we pray, God, that you will cover, keep, and protect them now, God. God, Afghanistan, God, and Iran and Iraq, all those countries that are dealing, God, with this great influx of issues that they're having. God, we pray for them now, God. God, we pray for the missionaries and the pastors and the apostles, oh God, and the missionaries that's over there, God, that is doing the work. God, we pray, God, that you would strengthen their hands and strengthen their hearts on today. God, that as they listen in through the broadcast today, God, we pray that you will touch them by your power and by your strength. God, give the men and women of God, the ability to stand in their place, God, and continue to fight the good fight of faith and not take their hand from the plow. God, and continue in this fight. Continue in this journey. Continue in this walk, God. God, we pray right now, God, that you would just begin, God, to speak life to them, God. God, because they need life right now, God. God, the situation and circumstances may not be ideal. But, Lord, we know that you are able to do all things. God, when we trust you, God, beyond what we see. For the things that are seen on this earth is temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal, God. And that is that internal thing, that eternal thing is you. And, God, we give you the glory for, God. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ says, amen, amen, and amen. As always, guys, as always, we want to make sure that we also share our morning verse on this morning. Our morning verse on this morning will come from John 6 and 35. John 6 and 35. And it reads, it says, then Jesus said, I am the bread that gives life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Again, that's John 6, verse 35. John 6, verse 35. Then Jesus said, I am the bread that gives life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whosoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, the readers, and the partakers of his great word. Amen. I want to also make sure that we acknowledge all of our great countries. We thank you guys so very much for continuing to tune in and to partner up with us like you do. all of our great countries. It seemed like every other month we're taking on another country, and we just thank God for you guys continuing to share the broadcast, continuing to share the phone number, continuing to share your experience here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we want to just say thank you to all of you all that are coming under the Worldwide Gospel Connections umbrella to be a partner, to listen in with us on a week-to-week basis like you do. And we just want to make sure that we acknowledge you guys and say thank you. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Zimbabwe, we have Nigeria, we have South Africa, we have Ghana, we have Kenya, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Russia, we have Bulgaria, we have Hong Kong, we have China, we have the United Kingdom, and we have Mexico. And we just want to say thank you guys so, so very much. And know that we are consistently and constantly praying for you, that the power of God will continue to fall on your life. The power of God will continue to connect in your life. The power of God will always be a consistent and continual source for you. And we say thank you. We say thank you so very much. And we ask that you would continue to allow God to be God, and let the devil be a liar. Amen? Amen. All right. So we're going to take a real quick commercial break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Hey! The old folks used to say it this way. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
people say, I'm not going to make it. Because power belongs to God. High five somebody, tell them, don't you let nobody tell you you can't make it. Because power belongs to God.
Amen, amen. Just in case you didn't know, power belongs to God. No matter what you may be going through, no matter what you may be experiencing, power belongs to God. You can overcome that thing. Only thing you got to learn how to do is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will for surely, without a shadow of doubt, he will direct your path. I just wanted to let somebody know this morning that no matter where you find yourself at, whether you're on the good side or whether you're on the bad side, God is able to continue to bless you, or he'll make a way to bless you. I just wanted to just share that with you this morning. We are just excited, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited. We're excited. We have with us none other than Bishop Kenneth Thomas is here with us this morning. Listen, I'm telling you right now, if you haven't heard this man of God, if you haven't had an opportunity to listen to him, I promise you this morning you're going to be seeking him out. You're going to be trying to find out where the bishop is so you can hear a fired word from the Lord. I'm talking about a real word. I ain't talking about nothing we playing with. This is real stuff. So I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than Bishop Kenneth Thomas. Man of God, the floor is yours, man.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the invite, and thank you for an opportunity to come and proclaim the word of God. I am Bishop Kenneth Thomas, the proud pastor of First Chapel IME Church, where Bishop Peter Muse is the founding bishop and pastor emeritus. I'm also the founding pastor and bishop of the Church of the Walk Global Ministry. My God, I'm just so excited about what God is doing, what he's about to do, and what he has done. Amen. Let's not forget what God has done. Amen. Oh, my God. God has done tremendous and wonderful things in each and every one of our lives. Let us not forget. And that leads me to what God has led for me to speak about on this morning, a very familiar passage to many, if not most, and I think it's going to bless our hearts, because we're in a time where we need to encourage ourselves. Amen. We're in a time where there's a lot of uncertainties. There's a lot of despair. There's a lot of distress, and there's a lot of, amen, fear. And we know God has not given us a spirit of fear. Amen. You know, we're driven by 1,000 forms of fear. My God, most of your problems can be traced back to a fear. My God. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching already. But what I want to talk about today is found in 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel, that's the ninth book of the Bible. It has 31 chapters. It has 810 verses. It has 25,061 words. It is a very, very, very familiar chapter where we have some recording of history of some of the kings of Israel. And here we'll find that passage and story in this little pericope about David. My God, I love David because David was a man after God's own heart. Oh, my God. That let me know. Now, David wasn't a perfect man, but David was a man after God's own heart. So that lets me know that God looks at our hearts. So we need to keep our heart pure. But from chapter 30, verses 3 and 4, then 6, then 8, then 16 through 20. It's going to go quickly. You know, when a pastor does a lot of reading, he ain't going to do a lot of preaching. Amen. But here we find these words in verse 3. It says, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no power to weep. Let's drop down to verse 6. It says, then David was greatly distressed. People spake of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David, oh Lord, encouraged himself in his God. That's very important. Drop down to verse 8. It says, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them without fail, recover all. Let's drop down to verse 16. And when he brought him down, behold, there was spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David, oh my God, smote them from twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither son nor daughter, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And David took all the flock and the herd, which they drave before those other cattle, and said, this is David's spoil. I would have you put this subject on the line of your mind and allow the Holy Spirit to blow on it. It's okay. You got this. God has your back. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me say that again. It's okay. You got this. God has your back. Dear Lord, come now, let me speak and teach, for I can't do it on my own. But if you supernaturally anoint my mind and mouth, your word will go forth with power and it won't return void. Let me step back and you step up. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. From this little book today, we see that David and his men have come upon, a tragedy. They had been out doing what God had called them to do, and when they returned to the city, the Bible says, David and his sons, in verse 3, came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their daughters were taken captive. Oh, my God. That's what we're facing today. We're in a dark time. We're in a time now because of the pandemic and the uncertainty of all that has transpired because of the pandemic. We're in a position because of the political fallout between the Democrats and the Republicans. We're in a fallout because of what is going on in the streets, the policemen, the civilians are at war with one another, where they're shooting people down, and it's a dark time, and we as leaders, oh my God, I want to help some leaders today, and I'm not just talking to preachers and pastors, but I'm talking to the leaders, the head of the households, and those that have positions and jobs, where you're the leader, where you have people looking up to you, and you're speaking into one or two people's lives. You are a leader, and there are going to come some times, oh my God, when you're going to feel all alone. There are going to come some times when the decisions that you made seem like the wrong one, oh my God. There are going to come some times when you feel like everything that you've done is worthless and your life is meaningless and you're not moving. That's when you got to hold on to your faith. Oh, my God. Let me put some in right here. The devil is not, the enemy is not after your car. The enemy is not after your money. The enemy is not after your relationship. The enemy is after your faith. He wants to kill your faith. He wants to destroy your faith. Because if he destroys your faith, oh, I wish I had somebody to pray with me for a little while. He can take everything that you got. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord, I'm getting happy in here. Let me slow down. So David and his men came to the city. And behold, it was burned with fire. Don't you know that the enemy is trying to burn down everything that we done built up? The enemy is trying to tear down everything that we have constructed as Christians. He's trying to tear down all our churches. He's trying to burn it with fire. He's trying to burn down our testimonies. He's trying to burn it with fire. And then he wants to take your mind into captivity. Oh, my God. He wants to put you in bondage. Oh, my God. You've been set free by the gospel, and the devil wants to come in and attack you and put you back in captivity and bondage. Verse 4 says, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no power to weep. Oh, my God. Have you ever been there? Oh, my God, when everything has been so traumatic, when everything is so bad, don't look like nothing is going your way. The car done broke down. You done, got in a red slip on the job. They done wrote you up. Look like the children are cutting up and won't act right. Everything, and you just cried a river. Have you ever cried a river? Have you ever cried all night long? Have you ever just cried till you couldn't cry no more? I got to admit, I've been there. I've been guilty of crying all night long. I've been guilty, because of life on life terms and life showing up. And it's got so heavy that I had to cry. And I wept until I couldn't weep no more. Oh, my God. I'm speaking to somebody out there. Somebody out there is crying right now. Somebody's out there going through right now because of circumstances and situations. You've cried till you couldn't cry no more, but hold on. It's okay. You got this. God has your back. Let's look at David in verse 6. Verse 6, David is greatly distressed. It says, and David was greatly distressed, stoning him, because the souls of all the people was grieved. David was perplexed and in trouble because the people that he was leading, the people that followed him, they talk about stoning him. They talked about putting him out the church. They talked about saying they wasn't nothing. See, you don't have to be a physical stone. There's people now that's greatly grieved, that's stoning your man. Look what it says. It says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the souls of all the people were grieved. Let me tell you something. When souls are grieved, they will hurt you. Don't you know we are ministering to grieving souls? Oh, Lord, I wish I had somebody. There's a lot of grief out there. People are losing Big Mama and June bug to the coronavirus. There's a lot of grief out there. People have lost their jobs. They've been kicked out their homes. I wish I had somebody. There's a lot of grief out there. And they are stoning or talking about stoning the men and leaders of God, because of their grief. They're saying, oh, they are throwing stones of accusation. They're throwing stones of lies. They're throwing stones of jealousy. I wish I had somebody. They're throwing stones of slander. They're trying to take you out. And it's not because you was a bad guy. It's because their souls are grieved. You got to not make yourself feel guilty because the people are talking about you. Don't you feel guilty because they're not supporting you. Don't you feel guilty because they're not calling your name. Don't you feel guilty because you're not as popular as you used to be. You got to understand that the souls of the people are grieved, and it's your job. Oh, my God, I wish I had somebody to rise above the grief. Oh, God, and do what God has called you to do in spite of what you're going through, in spite of what you're facing, in spite of the lies, in spite of the accusations, in spite of the threats on your life, you still must rise and do what God has called you to do. And the reason why is because it's okay. You got this. God has your back. Verse 6 says that in the latter part, it says, but David encouraged himself. Oh, my God. You must encourage yourself. I'm here to tell you, you're going to have some times when nobody's going to speak up. You're going to have some times when it looks like everybody has turned their back on you. Oh, I'm speaking to somebody. You're going to have some times when even your loved ones, even your significant other, is going to feel like you're sleeping with the enemy. Oh, God, I'm speaking to somebody out there in the world. Because you got to understand that the enemy is grieving the heart of the people all around you. Oh, Lord, look at this here. He's grieving them so that they can come at you. Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. It's called, he's throwing a curveball. I wish I had somebody. See, the enemy don't have to attack you directly. He can throw a curveball and attack you through someone else. Oh, my God. That's why we can't, judge the personality. That's why we can't hold it against the personality, because it's the principality behind the personality that got the personality attacking you. Or let me say that again. You cannot attack the personality, because it's not the personality but the principality behind the personality. You got to attack the principality in order for the personality to cease and stop. Oh, God, let me move on. It says, but David encouraged himself, not in the liquor box. David encouraged himself, not in the arms of another woman. David encouraged himself, not, I wish I had somebody ripping and running, going on vacation. He didn't run from the problem. He just faced it. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Oh, God, I wish I had somebody to pray with me for a little while. When you get in distress, when you get in problems, when you get where you don't know which way to turn, you need to run to your God. I wish I had somebody to pray with me for a little while. When the world is attacking you, when the hell hounds are on your trail, and when it looks like you don't know what to do, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. Because God has the answer. God is the only one that knows exactly how to bring you out. So you can't go, to all these talk shows, Wendy Williams and Dr. Phil and all these people popping up that promise you the answer. I wish I had somebody, when they don't even know the answer themselves. Stop getting on that phone gossiping and stop getting on that phone trying to get your significance from other people. You got to understand, when you're distressed, you need to go to God. And put on the shield of faith. They talked about stoning him, but you got to put on, yes, the shield of faith. Ephesians 6 and 16 says that the shield of faith quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy. Oh, Lord, that's what they were doing when they talked about stoning him and doing. Those are fiery darts of the enemy, because he has fired darts into their hearts and got them grieving. Now they're shooting fiery darts at him, talking about stoning him, trying to get him paranoid, trying to get him fearful. But David put on the shield of faith. The Bible says he told him to bring the ephod to him. That was their way of communicating with God. But then today, you got to understand, you got to keep on that shield of faith, and therefore you won't be hurt. It's okay. You got this. God has equipped you with something to help you in the time of need. You got to, put on the shield of faith. When the fiery darts of mistreatment come against me, I can say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Isaiah 54:7. This is not, when the fiery darts of sickness come against me, I can say I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. 1 Peter 2:24. That becomes my shield of faith. When the fiery darts of financial trouble come against me, I can say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Philippians 4:19. You must, I'm here to tell you, encourage yourself. When you encourage yourself, I wish I had somebody to pray with me for a little while. God will send an answer. Oh, Lord, I wish I had somebody to pray with me for a little while. The Bible says, it goes on. It says in verse 18, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue? He didn't go to his friends. He didn't go this way or that way. He went to the Lord. He didn't get on Facebook. He didn't get on Twitter. He didn't get on Instagram. I wish I had somebody. He went to the Lord. He didn't go to his best friend. He didn't go to his mama. He didn't go to his daddy. He didn't even go to the priest. He went to the Lord and asked the Lord, shall I pursue? And that's what I'm saying. We need to go to the Lord in this day and time. When we got death all around us, we need to go to the Lord. When we got hellhounds on our trail, we need to go to the Lord. When we got financial difficulties, you need to go to the Lord and inquire of him, what shall I do? And the Bible says he answered him and said, pursue. Now, I'm here to tell you, when you want an answer from God, you go to God and be prepared to get an answer. Y'all gonna pray with me? You got to understand, it's okay. You got this. God has equipped you with everything you need to get the victory. The Bible says that when David had inquired of the Lord, he said, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. And when God tells you, verses 9 through 15, we see David pursues the enemy. Am I right about it? David is after him. David is doing what God has called him to do. And I'm here to tell you, when God tells you to pursue, pursue. Some of y'all, God is telling you to pursue that dream. Some of y'all need to pursue that ministry. Some of y'all need to pursue that career, pursue that man, pursue that daughter. Some of y'all need to pursue what God has given you. You're setting down. Yes, you're waiting on God. And God is saying, get up and pursue. I wish I had somebody to pray with me for a little while. It's okay. You got to understand you got this. And plus, the reason why you got this is because God has your back. God has everything that you need. Verse 16 says, and when he had brought him down, behold, there was spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoils that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. I'm here to tell you, yes, it looks like your enemy, is eating, drinking, and dancing. Yes, it looks like your enemy, yes, is taking control and running things. It looks like your enemy is having a good time. He's eating. That's a sign, yes, that he is being nourished. He's drinking. That's a sign that he's merry. And he's dancing. That's a sign, that he is ecstatic and he's overjoyed with what he has done to you and against God's people. But I'm here to tell you, it's okay. I'm here to tell you, you got this. No matter what the enemy looks like out there, you got this. Am I right about it? I'm getting excited, y'all. Y'all better help me here. It says in verse 17, and David, in spite of their dancing, yes, in spite of their singing, in spite of their merry. See, a lot of times we get at ease in Zion. A lot of times, yes, we get comfortable. I'm here to tell you, you can't get at ease in Zion. You got to pursue your dream. You got to get up off your rusty dusty and pursue whatever God has told you must pursue. I'm getting out of here. It says, and David smote them twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man them, say, 400 young men, which rode about upon camels and fled. I'm here to tell you that your enemy will flee from you. I wish I had somebody when you're moving at the might and hand of God. Am I right about it? Though they were weary after a number of days of pursuit, God, I wish I had somebody by the hope of recovering their wives. I know you're tired out there. I know you've been battling a long time, but I'm telling you, it's okay. You got this. God has your back. They were tired. They had pursued them. But when they got there, I wish I had somebody. They were overjoyed. They got a boost of energy. They got a Red Bull. They got wings because they had hope. They had hope that they were going to recover all. God had told them that they were going to get everything back. God has told many of you out there that you're going to recover all. You're going to have that business. You're going to have that husband. You're going to have that wife. And David, it says in verse 18, recovered all. Am I right about it? He got all and he got some more. I'm here to tell you, not only you're going to get what you asked for, not only you're going to get what you deserve, but God is going to give you more for your money. Am I right about it? The Bible says right here in verse 20, it says, and David took all the flock and the herd, which they drave before those other cattle, and said, this is David's fault. Am I right about it? It's okay. You got this because God has your back. I know you've been through a lot. I know you've had a lot of ups and downs, but I'm here to tell you it's okay. God got your back. I know they done talked about you and scandalized your name, but I'm here to tell you, God has your back. You got this, I'm here to tell you, because God has brought you out. He empowered you on Calvary when Jesus came, hung, bled, and died for our sin. When he was buried in a borrowed tomb. When he got up on that third day and reached back into glory and pulled himself up into heaven, oh God, he empowered us and equipped us with the Holy Spirit to keep us and carry us in times like this. It's okay. Don't worry. I know it looks bad. You got this. I know you ain't got much education. I know you ain't got much money. You got this. I know don't nobody call your name. You ain't got no titles and all that. You got this. And the reason why you got, because God has your back. God got you. God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Back to you, Doc.
Amen, amen. God got your back. Doc, I'm telling you, that was a powerful message. In this time, in this season that we're in right now, that was a confirming word. That was a confirming word that God got our back. You're absolutely right, man of God. We have so many things that is going on in this season that we're in. It is just unbelievable, the overwhelming situations and circumstances, man, that we're going through, man. It's just unbelievable, man. And then the thing about it is the devil is not just attacking just one area. He's attacking everywhere. He's attacking the church. He's attacking the house. He's attacking the job. He's attacking our bodies. He's attacking our minds. He's attacking the church. He's attacking the pastors, the preachers, the apostles, the prophets, the bishops. Man, he is just coming in, and the thing about it is, what I love so much about it is, God gave me a message some years ago, and this is the reason why I know that this is such a confirming word that you shared, that God gave me a word some years ago, and the title of it was, God is in the midst of the chaos. God is in the midst of the chaos. Even though we can see all that going on, God is right there. He said, I'll never leave you. Nor forsake you. No, he said, did he turn around and tell him, he said that your seed shall never beg him for bread. In other words, not only are you going to be taken care of, but I'm going to take care of your children and your children's children. He said, I got your whole family under the line. I got it all under the blood. The only thing you got to do is just trust me.
Trust me and believe.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's worthy to be praised, Doc.
Yes, he is, man. Man, I thank you so very much.
Thank you, man. Blessings on you, Doc.
Yes, sir. Listen, what we're going to do is we're going to pray for you. And after we pray, I let the people know how they can get in contact with you. The name is Dub, the Fofo Bishop. I don't know if y'all, the ones that's under the sound of my voice right now, this the Fofo Bishop that we got on live with us this morning.
Yes, sir.
Nah. So I know that you're the tamale man, too. So I want you to tell the people how they can get a hold of them tamales. I want you to tell them how to get a hold to you for church service and all that. But we're going to pray for you first. We're going to pray for you first, and then we're going to let you do that. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you for the weapon of warfare that you have set among the people today. God, to go out, God, today, God, and destroy the very weapons of the war, of the warfare of the enemy that came against their life. God, you gave us this morning a finite word, a word that we could fight with, that let us know that you got our back, no matter trials or tribulations, nor hurt, nor pain, nor famine, nor any such thing that come against our life. God, you got our back. And so, Father, we thank you for the weapon of warfare that you use to deliver the word. Now, we speak against every devil in hell that's going to try to attack his body. attack his mind, attack his ministry, attack his family. We see you. We see you. So your assignment as officially as of now, you have a cease and desist letter that's been attached to your assignment. You will stop you will stop the foolishness right now. Your command to come against the man of God has been fired. You have been shot down. You have fell behind enemy lines, and now you are captured, and you are now put under arrest in the spirit, and say to you that you have no power and you have no strength. So we build him up again, God, for everything that he poured out, Father. Father, we pray that you would pour back into him. God, give him the double. God, give him the double portion, God. God, that you promised him, God, in his latter days. Hey, God, thank you, God, for the double portion in his latter days, God. God, we even prophesy to his mind, in my soul, my mind. God, we prophesy to everything that's connected to him. God, you commanded to come together. And what the Lord has put together, no way in our mind, God, can put asunder. So we command it right now, God. God, every prophesy, come to the under my side. God, everything that's attached to him, God. God, bring the increase. Hey, God, I feel you in this place. Bring the increase even now. God, no lack. No, oh, my God. Every time he goes to get into the barrel, God, he'll bring out meal. Every time he goes to the cabinet, God, he'll pull out oil. God, you shall see no lack nowhere. God, we command it in the name of Jesus. And it is so. And it is so. God, it is so in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. Father, we magnify you, God, because we understand and know it, God, that it is your will. It is your will. Father, it is your will. It is your will, and it shall be done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, man. So, I don't know. We I don't know how we gonna leave on from this one, but God Almighty, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Yeah. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
God, we thank
you.
Thank you, Father. Yeah, God. God, Bishop, I hear these words. I hear these words. I hear these words. God said, you start to prophesy to the four winds. You prophesy to the four winds and commanded to bring back that the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar have eaten up. That was a season where God says, I'm going to let you move into some things. But there was some confusion that came across the earth, came across the water, came across the area. And watch this here. And it caused the confusion, caused a ripple in the effect. But God said, in this season, he said, this is the season for you to start speaking that thing that be not as though they were. He said, call for that thing to come back and watch how God make it start to, it's going to mend itself back together. God says, I see the Lord's hand literally as a needle and thread, man, and just sewing the rip. He's sewing the rip, God. Yeah, he's sewing the rip. He's sewing the rip. I see him sewing the rip. I see the hand of God. And God says, that I bring together this time, because I'm sewing it myself, it should not be ripped.
Yes, sir.
There are going to be attempts to come. He said, but because the attempt, he said, it's going to be just as the roaring lion. They're going to have a roar, they're going to have a look, but they ain't going to have no teeth. They ain't going to be able to do no harm to you this time.
Ooh,
I see that. Ooh, no, 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 boy. He said, no more. He say no more in this season. He say no more, no more, no more. He say it's time for my son Tennis to walk in the place. Ah, God, he called you by your name, Doc. He said I called Tennis to walk in the thing that I promised. He said I called you to walk in the thing that I promised you. This, hey, God, thank you, Lord. This is the time and the season for you, man. God, I hear you, God. I hear you. I hear you. He said that you shall not see another like day as long as you live. He said you gonna live as long as you live, and I won't as long as you live. Come on here.
Let me see that.
There's an outpour. Oh, God. This is a season of the outpour for you, my God. This is a season of the outpour for you, man. This is a season. This is the season of the outpour. This is the season of the outpour. God says the only thing you got to do is just stand on it. He said you ain't even going to have to do. He said you ain't even going to have to do a whole lot. He said the only thing you're going to do is just start saying thank you. And then all of a sudden, the wave. The thank you going to cause a wave to fall. My God. There's a wave that's going to fall, Doc. There's a wave that's going to fall because of your sanctity.
Thank you, Master.
Your sanctity is going to make room.
Hey, thank you, God.
Your sanctity is going to start making room. When it look like it ain't working, all things you're going to have to do is just say, thank you, Lord. And you're going to get a knock on the door. Dennis, where you at, man? Hey, I got this for you. God, I feel you this morning. Everywhere you go, Doc, it's going to be... They going to start... Come here, Doc, here you go. God help me. It's going to be doors that's going to be open for you, Doc.
Yes, sir. I receive it.
Man, listen. Listen, this is a long time coming for you. It's a long time coming for you. But these tamales is going to be in stores now. These tamales are going to hit store shelves. It's been a long time coming, Doc. But these things gonna hit store shelves, cause they need to know that you can do this. That has got somebody that's not only got the Holy Ghost, but they got some entrepreneurial power too. God said, I'm supposed to make this thing that you've been going through make sense.
Oh Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus,
thank you. Thank you.
Holy Ghost, are you done? I gotta ask him. Sometime, Doc, I gotta ask him. I gotta ask him, is he finished? God Almighty. Listen. Thank you. Thank you again.
Thank
you again, Doc, for you just being with us this morning.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what you're doing.
I know he shows up, but I expect him to show out like this.
Yeah, man.
Also, you powerful. You spoke from heaven today. Oh Lord,
yeah,
you're
man.
And blessings
man,
on you, Doc.
You're a prophet. Thank you. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. And I know it's nothing but the Holy Ghost. Man, listen, we got some callers on the line. We got one that want to ask some questions. But, caller, please hold on. Let Bishop Tennis introduce the churches and the business and all that, and we'll get right to you. Please hold on. I see you press one. If y'all give him a moment to share that with the listening audience, and then we'll go from there.
Amen. Amen. My name, as I said, is Bishop Tennis Earl Thomas I. I'm from Acres Home, born and raised in the bottom. That's why they call me the Fofo Bishop at the bottom, off of DeSoto between Balboa and Newbern, down by DeSoto, Highland Heights Park. Amen. Amen. And I'm the proud pastor of First Chapel Army Church, located at 5915 West Montgomery. It's where Bishop Peter Muse was the founding bishop, and he's also the pastor emeritus. I'm also the founding bishop of the Church of the Walk Global Ministry that you can catch online. Amen. We come on every Sunday morning. I come on at 9. I come on at 10, and I come on at 12. Sometimes that 12 jumps to 11, and sometimes it jumps to 9. But there's Sunday school and the sermon. Also, on Mondays, if you like me on Facebook, it is Tennis Thomas on Facebook. On Mondays at 7, we have an empowering word for my son in the ministry that I went to school with, Coach Pastor Horace. Coach Pastor Horace, he comes with Life Depot. It's a Monday night life transforming classes that help you in everyday life, and it's done from a coach's locker room football field type of thing. On Tuesday we have prayer meeting, and Wednesdays we have an innovative Bible study, a walk through the book of Acts that is so exciting. Today, this week, we'll be bringing on Thursday night, we're going to have with the Fofo Bishop in the cut, where me and Coach Harvest and guests, we talk about men issues and men things such as pride, stuff like that, stuff that men don't want to talk about. We talk about it on now. We get gut right honest, amen, so that we can be set free and delivered, amen. So any of those times, you can get in touch with us. We got marriage perks coming on in the near future. We got a praise and worship service coming on in the near future. What God has called me to do is put a network on social ministry. My job on the social network is to try to make sure that every day we got something coming fresh and unique and exciting from the Church of the Walk Global Ministry. So you can catch me at 5915 West Montgomery. My number is 214-226-4081. That's 214-226-4081. And on Fridays, I turn into the Tamale King, the Fofo Bishop, turn into Tamale King. Oh, it's a transformation. You got to come see it. I wish I had somebody. The Fofo Bishop become the Tamale King. It's a transformation where I make the best tamales this side of the Chili Jordan. I got chicken. I got beef. I got pork. And I'm coming out with a Bika tamale real soon this month that's going to blow your mind. That's every Friday at 5915 West Montgomery. Pull up on me. Back to you, Doc. Get them questions.
Amen. 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 I switched over to see if they wanted to say anything, Bishop. Okay. They didn't respond. If there's anybody else that's on the line that you would like to share or say something, or you just want to give an encouraging word to the bishop, please do so by just clicking the one on your phone. You may have to hang up and call back in to do that, because sometimes it won't show up when you press that one button. Amen. But again, we thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up with us. Listen, I'm telling you guys, if you did not get a chance to hear the message, if y'all just came on and y'all just got the tail end of it, y'all need the whole roll. But you incomplete without that whole roll. Now you go back, you can go back and you can listen by, because we shared it to Bishop's Facebook page. We also shared it to the Worldwide Gospel Connection page. And those of you all that are listening in, and you did not get a chance, you can go back and click that link, and it'll take you right into the bishop and myself on the line on this morning. I'm telling you, this was a word of shift, a word of transition, a word of change. If y'all, I'm telling you, if y'all did not get it, you need to go back and get it, because this word right here was a word that gave you something if you was looking for something. Amen? It gave you something if you was looking for something. So listen, we're going to take a real quick commercial break, guys, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Amen.
I'll have some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? To me, more than this whole world, you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight into day, so I've been lied on by thank you, Lord. I've been talked about by thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood by thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying. Shine my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it?
Amen. Amen. Paul Jones, I won't complain. We could think of so many things to complain about. We could think of 100 things right now that's going on in our life that we could complain about. We could think about over 1,000 things to complain about. But watch this. What good would it do us to complain
when we got a God that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, only thing we got to, my God, only thing we got to learn how to do is just step in his presence and just start saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the good. Thank you for the bad. Thank you for the in-between. Thank you for the sickness. Thank you for the disease. But I thank you for healing, too. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for power. I thank you for grace. I thank you for wisdom. I call out my son of the Most High. I thank you for power. God, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing, my God, only thing we got to learn how to do is just hang on and hold on. And he will do just what he promised, my God, that he promised that he would do. I understand. I've been there. I've been in that place to where it seemed like all hell is breaking loose. And every time you turn around, it seemed like what's that old saying that goes? He said, if I didn't have no bad luck, I would have luck at all. Come on here. I stopped by this morning to let you tell you that the God that we serve is not a God of luck. He is not a God of chance. He's called Lord. He's not a God that watches here that you got to look for. He's right there. He said, Lord, I'm always with you. Hey, son of my son, that when you need me, I'm right there. He's not an idol God that have lips that can't speak, eyes that can't see. Oh, Lord, ears and cannot hear. He's not an idol God that have hands that can't touch you. Come on here. He is a God that even when you're in your worst place, even when you're in your most despaired place, even when the tears are rolling down your eyes like they are right now, because I understand it's in a hard place, know that the God that you are serving right now will move by his power and by his strength. He loves you. Higher than my soul. Candid of my sin under my no Messiah. He is who we say he is. And he will do what he said he would do. He says in his word that I am not a man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I should repent. Had I not spoken, shall I not make it good? I want to let you know, you in the season. Lord God, you in the season right now of expectation. You're in the season of expectation. If you got an expectancy in this season right now, I promise you, only thing you got to learn out of my son, you know my son, God help me right in here. You got to just walk with that thing. Know that even in the midst of this, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Above all you can ask or think, he is not short of his promise. That he said he will do, he will do. I understand that the heartache and the pain, I am saying sometimes it clouds our judgment. But I want you to know this morning, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, I want you to know God will do just what he said he would do. He hears you. He sees you. He loves you. With an everlasting love that will never change. Will never change. He ain't gonna stop loving you. Even when we make our worst mistake. Even when we've done the worst thing in the world. His love, it supersedes our issue. What kind of man, the word says this, what kind of man is this that he will forgive your sins? What kind of man is this? It's a man that loves you beyond fault and sin. We are not perfect. In no means are we perfect. In no means are we perfect. But we strive for perfection. And God, God honors our stride. He honors you, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice. I don't know who may need to hear this morning. I don't know who may need to hear this. He loves you. He loves you so very much. He loves you in this moment that you're in right now, that you're listening to me. Know that he loves you. He loves you so much right now. God. And because he loves you, he wants you, come on, to come in. There are those that are under the sound of my voice right now. This is our doors of the church are open moment right now. This is your opportunity to give your life to Christ. I don't know who you are or where you are or what time you may be listening to this in, but it's time for you to give your life to Christ. It's time for you to walk in to that complete and total surrender on this morning. Surrender yourself this morning under the mighty hand of God. Surrender this morning. Surrender, 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 surrender under the mighty hand of God. Surrender. We're going to pray. Very simple but not complex prayer. A very simple, not even complex. It's just going to be a simple prayer. And we're going to recite a passage of scripture, 10 and 9. And when we recite that passage of scripture, I want you to receive God. I want you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want you to receive God as your Father. I want you to plunge under the blood that you may be washed and remissed of, and redeemed from your sins. When we read that scripture, the only thing you have to do is just lift up your hands, and all of that will take place when you say, I surrender. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, there are those that are under the sound of my voice right now. God, they desire to have answers in the time of need. Need their hearts fixed, their minds regulated, Lord, and their spirits renewed. Father, we thank you in advance for great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness that we receive from you right now. Father, we pray. God, as they receive you, as your word says in Romans 10 and 9, it says, to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you are now saved. Those that have surrendered, Father, take them into your arms and strengthen them that they may experience you, see you, and know who you are. God, and we pray for those, God, who are still in the valley of decision. God, give them grace Give them grace, Father, that they may be able, Father, to walk this thing out. To walk this thing out wholeheartedly until they get that opportunity. Let them know, God, that it is time, God, for them to give themselves to you. Give them the grace to walk it out, God. But Lord, let them know that their time is winding up. And they must run to the altar to say, what must I do to be saved? In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now we want to share with those that are giving their lives. We're going to give you three keys. We're going to give you three keys. First, get you a really good Bible. Get you a really good Bible. Because you're going to need you some weapons of warfare. You're going to need your Bible. The next thing we want you to do is get into a church. We know the pandemic is going on, but we want you to get into a church. Get online and find somebody to listen to. If you guys want to go into your churches. Go into the church and find you somebody that's preaching this gospel of Jesus Christ. We are the pastors, my wife and myself, we're the pastors of the Abba House International. We are all Sunday morning is our 10:30 service, Sunday morning service. And on Tuesday is our 7:15 service. We have our 7:15 Bible study. Please make sure that you join us there. If you're looking for a church home, we'll be glad to help you find your church. Now, the third thing and most important thing is make sure that person that you are under is doing the will of God. And that they're not just lip service, but they're actually doing it. And you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference. You can tell the heart of God that's in them. You can tell it's when it's there. So, make sure you govern yourself according to those three important announcements that we have made for you on this morning. Also this morning, we want to make sure that we share with you that we're having our church anniversary. Our church anniversary will be on September the 25th at 4 o'clock. Those of you all who are listening and you would like to be a part of that, please make sure you can go to the Facebook page for the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You can click on that. We also have them on my page and my wife's page as well. And we also have it on the Abba House International, which is our church. We have it on that Facebook page as well. That has the time and it has the location where we will be having our service at for our one-year anniversary. We would love to have you guys come and share and be a part of that. To share with us, please make sure that you acknowledge that you guys will come. Just go ahead and click and say I'm coming to let us know. There will be some food served afterwards. We're gonna feed you spiritually and we're gonna feed you naturally. Amen. We're gonna feed you naturally. We have none other than our brother cousin. I call him brother cousin. My wife called him. She said that's my brother now. So our brother cousin, none other than Pastor Clarence Linton, will be catering that for us, and we're just excited about him doing that for us, and we appreciate the love and support from him that we'll be doing that as well. Future barbecue. This is a shameless plug for my cousin. We just want to shout him out. Future barbecue. Y'all can get in contact with him. Go on his Facebook page. You can connect with him there for future barbecue to get connected with him, to have him cater whatever it is that you need to be catered. Future barbecue will take care of that for you. Amen. Those of you all who would like to sow on this morning, if you would like to give on this morning, we have three ways that you can give. We have our Cash App, which is $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020. You can also give through our Zelle, and the Zelle is 832-816-7997, or you can give to 832-816-7933. Either one of those numbers, you can connect with any one of those numbers to give on your Zelle. And then we also have our PayPal, and it's paypal.me/worldwideDC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwideDC.
you could give to any one of those available spots. If you guys would like to send your gift in, those of you all that do not have any of those available, if you would like to send your love gift in to us, you can do so by sending it to 1000 Greens Road. That's 1000 Greens Road. And the box number is 1809, 1000 Greens Road. That's Houston, Texas, 77060. And box number 1809, again, 1000 Greens Road, Houston, Texas, 77060, box number 1809. Thank you guys so very much. We appreciate you. We love you. We count it all joy for you guys joining us and being a part of what God does right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you with the love of the Lord. We thank you so much. Continued support that you have for us. We thank all of our countries that are listening in that we called out earlier. We thank you so much. Know all of our missionaries and all of our apostles and all of our pastors that are out in the missionary fields that have put your hand to the plow. Know that we're praying for you. Those of you all that are in Afghanistan and Iran and Iraq, all of you guys that are dealing with those, the conflicts over there, over in Canada. We just found out a couple of weeks ago in Canada, they're dealing with being persecuted. The churches are being persecuted in Canada. So know that we are praying for you as well. We thank God for you. 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 And we ask that you guys would continue to pray for these countries and pray for these cities and pray for our country as a whole. Amen. Pray for our country as a whole. God bless you. We thank you so very much. We appreciate you. And we look forward to you guys joining us again right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. On tomorrow will be our testimony Tuesday, and then Wednesday will be our Wisdom and Word Wednesday. And then we have our Women's Day Thursday, which is Pastor-elect Douglas's, which is my lovely wife. That's her women's program that she has on the broadcast. And then we have our Freestyle Friday. Join us for any one of those days. And we guarantee you that you will receive something that will bless your life. Amen. God bless you. We love you so very much. And we look forward to you guys joining us again. And we thank you so much.
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Right. So ain't no need.
show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
You are welcome in. You're welcome in. You're welcome in.